Living on Life number 9, Martina McBride. Well, the news, sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction, discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of executive orders signed today by President Trump, including one focused on digital assets. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This executive order says that there will be a working group, a group established by the president, to evaluate the potential creation and maintenance of a national digital asset stockpile. This is something we've heard a lot about, a Bitcoin strategic reserve. So similar to what you might think of when you think of gold as a strategic reserve.
The president also announced he's issuing pardons for anti-abortion activists convicted in blocking entrances to an abortion clinic in Washington. A federal judge in Washington state temporarily halted the president's directive to limit birthright citizenship, saying it violates the 14th Amendment. The president says they plan to appeal. In Los Angeles, a jury has been seated in the trial of rapper A$AP Rocky. He's facing felony charges, accused of firing a gun at a former friend in 2021. This is ABC News. In Tennessee, classes are canceled at Antioch High School for the rest of this week following yesterday's deadly shooting. Officials now say an artificial intelligence system meant to detect weapons failed to spot a student's gun before the incident. Metro Nashville Public Schools official Sean Brasted.
Based on the shooter's location in proximity to the cameras, and it wasn't close enough to get an accurate read and to activate that alarm. The system was activated by police when they brandished their weapons. So there's no foolproof solutions for any of this.
One student was killed, another injured, before police say the teen turned the gun on himself. Italy's highest court on Thursday confirming a slander conviction against U.S. defendant Amanda Knox for accusing an innocent man of murdering her British flatmate Meredith Kircher 17 years ago. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber. Buy log and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace, whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's high was 23 degrees, and we had about a fourth to a half an inch of snow today, as today's morning low was 2 degrees, and today's high was 23 degrees once again. The record high was 59 degrees in 1981. The record low was negative 24 in 1936. Last year's high was 35 degrees, while last year's low was 31 degrees. The sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:25 a.m. Right now in Richland Center, it is 11 degrees with a wind chill of 2 degrees.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers delivered his annual State of the State speech last night. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Lawmakers in Madison are likely to be at odds over school funding. State School Superintendent Jill Underlee's request for an additional $3 billion for K-12 schools follows last year's high number of local funding referendums. In a Newsmakers interview with Wisconsin Eye, State Senate President Mary Falskowski said districts need to prioritize needs.
School districts are independent, and they can decide on what they're going to fund. I see school districts funding needs, and I see school district funding wants. So that's local control.
Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein said the state needs to increase funding.
Over half, I think, of the school districts in 2024 went to referendum, and they voted to raise their own costs because they love their community schools, their public schools, their neighborhood schools, and it's because the state hasn't been funding them appropriately.
K-12 school funding will be a big issue as lawmakers consider what to do with a more than $4.5 billion state surplus. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer told Wisconsin Eye that districts are increasingly turning to referendums.
We hear this again and again in our communities. In my area, many districts going to referendum again this spring because they are just forced to do so. Should not be on the taxpayers to raise their own taxes when we have this surplus sitting in Madison.
Republicans who approved record K-12 funding in the last state budget are unlikely to sign off on what Underlee and Democratic Governor Tony Evers are asking for. A new proposal with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin state legislature would make all gun safes exempt from the state sales tax. Lawmakers say they're hoping the legislation will encourage more residents who own firearms to keep them stored securely in their homes, reducing the risk of accidental injury or children being able to gain access to the firearms. The legislation comes as Governor Tony Evers announces plans to include comprehensive gun safety measures in his biennial budget proposal that will be released in February. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it will pause hiring and out-of-state travel amid budget constraints. In a memo sent to staff Friday, the agency announced it would freeze hiring for all jobs except two critical positions through the end of June. They also announced a pause on out-of-state travel and that it would consider voluntary reductions in paid working hours if requested by individual employees. Officials cited a $2.3 million reduction in state funding as a major factor in the decision to reduce spending. The Dodgeville Police Department responded to a robbery call yesterday afternoon. At approximately 4 o'clock, a robbery at the subway on State Highway 23 in the city of Dodgeville was reported. The reporting party stated that a male wearing a hat and mask entered the establishment and asked if a manager was working. The male then locked the door of the building, removed a blowtorch from his coat, and approached a staff member. The suspect then stated he was kidding, removed his mask, and left the building. A Dodgeville police officer assisting with the investigation recognized the suspect based on a recent traffic stop. The suspect and suspect vehicle information was immediately relayed to Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. At 4:45, the subject was located at a residence near the city of Dodgeville and taken into custody. Lee Justin Call was booked into Iowa County Jail on charges of attempted armed robbery, bail jumping, and false imprisonment. The annual Making a Difference Award, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates and WRCO, will be presented at the annual banquet Sunday night at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. Richland Rejuvenates, Mick Cosgrove, is excited for everyone to come together and honor this year's recipients and celebrate what makes Richland County great.
Every year, you know, there's so many people that are so deserving to receive these awards, and it's very difficult, I know, for our selection committee to have to sort through those and try to narrow it down to one in each category. But the good news is there's always a backup list for another year because there's so many that just continue year after year to do great things in our community.
Nominations are brought forward by members of the community.
It's the people in the community that actually come in contact with these people that are making a difference. We can sit, and there's those that we can obviously see on the front end, but for the most part, a lot of times, these recipients are people that are just quietly doing what they do and making a real difference in the greater Richland community.
You are invited to join this year's recipients as they receive their awards.
We hope that there's someone there that you might want to come out. Tickets are available. You can get tickets at Napa Auto, Ameriprise offices, or Christie Sunnyside, or you can call 604-7022. That's my number, and it will arrange to have tickets for you. They're $20. It's at the Phoenix Center. It's a really great dinner. It's chicken and roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad. Dessert will be coming from Christie Sunnyside, so it'll be a great meal and a great opportunity to join together as a community and say thanks to these well-deserving people.
Social time begins at 5:30, with dinner being served at 6:30, followed by the awards ceremony. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of rare snails, which may result from the American Transmission Company Y-40 and Y-161 cross-arm replacement project in Crawford County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. ATC's proposed project is required to resolve and reduce vulnerabilities of aging and damaged cross arms and three structures. These structures are on steep hillsides underlain primarily by sandy soil over sandstone, and the right-of-way is dominated by native prairie vegetation adjacent to mesic forest. Portions of the native vegetation at these spans are a result of native seeding undertaken by ATC following previous maintenance efforts along the line. ATC will use a bucket truck to access the 14 structure locations, and grading is needed to drive down the right-of-way. The presence of the state-threatened cherrystone, drop, and wing snaggletooth is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some snails. The DNR concludes that the proposed project is not likely to appreciably reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state, the whole plant animal community of which they are part of, or the habitat that is critical to their existence. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on the threatened species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take permit. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the cherrystone drop and wing snaggletooth are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the cherrystone drop and wing snaggletooth by Sunday. To Stacy Rowe, DNR conservation biologist. Today's winner of $150 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Greg Rongholt of Blue River on ticket number 219.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Coletta Catherine Munns, 97 of Avoca Highland, died Friday at Crest Ridge Assisted Living in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Friday at noon at St. Anthony and Philip Catholic Church Highland. Burial will be in St. Anthony's Cemetery Highland following the mass. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9 until 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to St. Anthony and Philip Catholic Church or the Highland Fire Department EMS. The McGuire Peterson Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family of Coletta Catherine Munns, 97, of Avoca Highland. Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel, died Sunday. A gathering celebration will be held Saturday beginning at noon at Homagen's in Mount Hope. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Stephen A. Aris, 75, of Boscobel. Jacob Gerald Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Crook, 24 of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78 of Loretto Ridge, died suddenly Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at noon Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be held at Our Lady of the Fields Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until 11:45. A rosary will be prayed before Mass at 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge. Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert F. Johnson, 70 of Sextonville. Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center, died last Thursday at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together will be held Wednesday, February 5th from 4 to 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A Celebration of Life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce Tesmer, 73 of Richland Center. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, died yesterday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, April 26th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, April 26th from 9 until 11. Graveside military rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department and the Frank O'Brien Legion Post. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
All during the month of January, the Oak Ridge Mountain Humane Society and All About Pets is offering tips on what you can do to keep both you and your pet safe and warm during Wisconsin's cold winter months. Here are this week's tips. First, just because it's cold outside doesn't mean that you and your pet need to become couch potatoes. Keep both yourself and your pet as active as possible, both indoors and out. Second, winter is not the time to shave your dog or cat. However, matted hair allows cold air to reach your pet's skin. So carefully and gently comb out any clumped hair or seek the help of a professional groomer. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Hope you enjoyed the bright sunshine out there today. Certainly is nice that we're getting a little more daylight now, gaining a couple minutes per day, starting to add up as the sun slowly creeps higher in the sky. Tomorrow, it's going to be a cold start, but temperatures will inch up slightly in the afternoon as south winds return. A small low-pressure system will be diving down from the Dakotas into Minnesota late in the day. Should spread some light snow into western and northwest Wisconsin by the evening. Most of it going north of us, but we could at least see some flurries in our neck of the woods tomorrow night into Saturday. Otherwise, some gusty winds to start the weekend, but temperatures will be noticeably warmer on Saturday. Dry and cooler air moving in for Sunday with high pressure should bring back some sunshine. Early next week, mild Pacific air will flood across the upper Midwest, push our temperatures about 8 or 10 degrees above normal. That weather system could also produce some snow. Monday and Tuesday, mainly from northern Minnesota to the northeast half of Wisconsin. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. Otherwise, for tonight, clear to partly cloudy, temperatures dipping just a few degrees below zero, light northwest wind. Tomorrow morning, sunshine, then clouds gradually build in with a high of 20, south wind between 8 and 14. A few flurries for Friday night, low at 15 degrees. Saturday, variably cloudy, breezy and mild. Slight chance of flurries through midday. High near 33. Sunday, partly cloudy to sunny and cooler. Low 8 with a high of 24. On Monday, partly or mostly cloudy and warmer. Low near 20 with a high of 38. Tuesday, variably cloudy. Lows in the low 20s with a high near 37. And by Wednesday, partly cloudy and cooler. Low about 12 degrees with a high of 26. Have yourself a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to
to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan. WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. WRCO Sports has also been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates.
Tonight's area boys basketball schedule features Bangor at Cashton, New Lisbon at Brookwood, along with Hillsboro at Royal and Waniwak Center at Nacita. Weston is home against Lafarge. It's Riverdale at Cuba City, Fenimore at Darlington, and Mineral Point at Boscobel in the SWAL, and Wazika Steuben at Cassville, Reedsburg at La Crosse Logan, West Salem at Viroqua, and Westby at Luther. In area girls basketball, Highland at Benton, DeSoto's at Lansing Key, Iowa, Wisconsin Heights at New Glarus. And coming up in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, an earlier start, there's no JV tonight at Richland Center High School. The Hornets are playing host to Prairie du Chien. Platteville is at Lancaster and Dodgeville at River Valley, which is coming up tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Joe Woodhouse is the coach of the River Valley girls.
Work on building our expectations within our program and stuff like that, and where we want to be, and starting to work to compete with the top half of the conference is kind of the new expectation that we're trying to instill with the girls.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO as River Valley hosts the Dodgeville Dodgers in area SWC girls basketball. I'm Phil Nee.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
Starting off with Bucks news, after a winter storm dumped 10 to 12 inches of snow on New Orleans and postponed Wednesday night's Bucks game, Milwaukee is scheduled to play the second of back-to-back games tonight at home against the Miami Heat. In Wisconsin volleyball news, the University of Wisconsin volleyball team is among the top money-earning women's college sports programs. The Badgers are third according to Sportico.com. Only UConn women's basketball and Nebraska volleyball rank higher. Ticket sales for the 2022-23 season generated more than $1.5 million for Wisconsin athletics. In Brewers news, four Brewer minor league prospects are ranked among the top 100 this season. Baseball America released its list Tuesday. The four are all in the top 50, starting with teenage shortstop Jesus Mate at number 17. Catcher Jefferson Caro is ranked 43rd, hard-throwing pitcher Jacob Mizorowski is 44th, and shortstop Cooper Pratt is number 50. In Packers news, Pro Football Focus lists Packers rookie offensive lineman Jordan Morgan among the young NFL players who could break out next season. A shoulder injury wiped out Morgan's rookie year after he appeared in 6 of 17 games. He was Green Bay's first-round pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. Morgan is currently recovering from the mid-season surgery performed last fall. In other NFL news, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Saquon Barkley are finalists for the Associated Press 2024 NFL Most Valuable Player and Offensive Player of the Year Awards. Josh Allen and Jared Goff also are MVP finalists, while Burrow is also in the running for Comeback Player of the Year. Ja'Marr Chase and Derrick Henry are the other finalists for the Offensive Player Award. The winners will be announced at NFL Honors on February 6th. A nationwide panel of 50 media members who regularly cover the league completed voting before the playoffs began. In NBA news, Jimmy Butler has been suspended by the Miami Heat for the second time in 3 weeks, this time for 2 games. The team says it suspended Butler for what it described as a continued pattern of disregard of team rules and conduct detrimental to the team. It came after Butler missed the Heat's flight to Miami on Wednesday. Butler was earlier suspended for 7 games for conduct detrimental to the team. He has told the Heat in recent weeks that he wants a trade. The new suspension adds to the possibility Butler has played his last game for Miami.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle were higher Thursday. Hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on fund and technical buying. Most forecasts have a dry pattern in portions of Argentina, which could cause some damage and yield loss. Harvest delays due to rain are an issue in parts of northern and central Brazil. March beans were up 9.5 at 1065.5. May was 9.5 higher at 1077.75. March soybean meal was down 50 cents at 315.30. March soybean oil was up 62 points at 4504. Corn was higher. Any significant delays in Brazil's soybean harvest could have an impact on second crop planted area. Overall, demand continues to be solid, even as ethanol margins have narrowed. March corn was up 5.5 at 489 and three quarters. May was 5.25 higher at 499 and a quarter. And wheat closed mixed. U.S. winter wheat conditions are mixed, with some areas seeing a thaw-freeze pattern. Weather issues in Russia could push their production to a multi-year low. March Chicago held at 554. March Kansas City was down 4 cents at 570 and three quarters. March Minneapolis wheat on Thursday was 2 cents lower at 604 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business and Friday's USDA cattle on feeder port. Megan Grebner will have more about cash livestock in just a moment. February live is up $1.05 at $201.10, and April was 95 higher at $200.72. March feeders are up $1 at $274.07. April feeder cattle were 115 higher at $272.45. And hogs were mixed, with the USDA's monthly red meat production numbers out after Thursday's close. February lean was up 65 cents at 82.12. April was down 7 at 87.20. And Megan Grebner is going to have that full look at the cash livestock markets heading into the week after this brief break.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
Brent cash cattle trade activity was quiet for much of the day Thursday. Asking prices were firm at $203 plus live in the south and $330 stressed in the north. So far this week has taken place mostly in the south at $201 live in Kansas and in Texas on Wednesday at $201 to $202. That business is steady to a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Box beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.06 at $330.94. Select closed 78 cents lower at $317.21. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 1,000 on the weekend, down nearly 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily direct up 99 cents with a weighted average of $82.25. Pork values closed higher, up $1.60 at $91.77, and estimated hog slaughter was 472,000 head, down 10,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been confirmed in Missouri. According to the USDA, the virus has hit four commercial turkey farms in Jasper, Lawrence, and Newton counties, and more than 146,000 birds have been depopulated. It's also been detected on two egg-laying facilities in Newton County, resulting in the depopulation of more than 2.7 million birds. More news is next.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agroamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgroAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Senior U.S. Senator from Illinois is concerned President Trump's policies on immigration could impact farm labor availability. During Ag Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins' confirmation hearing on Thursday, Dick Durbin said farmers in his state tell him that they rely on an immigrant workforce.
Turns out that 40% of the farm workers in this country are undocumented. And you know what that means. They're vulnerable to being deported. And if they're deported, what are the farmers going to do? For a lot of them and for a lot of different industries, immigration is critical.
Uncertainty in the industry has many biofuels plants on hold. Nathan Burke, Senior Vice President of Fats, Oils, and Greases with StoneX Group, tells Brownfield.
The majority of our clients that we work with, specifically in biodiesel, we've seen completely shutter after December 31st with the lapse of the dollar just because the margins went into the red. Renewable diesel producers seem to have pulled back to more minimum run rates like 60%.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Making the best choices for your fertilizer dollar. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. Soaring fertilizer prices are causing farmers to make tough choices when trying to get the most value from their fertilizer dollar. On this week's episode, an expert with AgroLiquid says there are strategic ways to optimize efficiency and manage soil imbalances, even in a challenging year. More coming up on Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
Reed Abbott, Great Plains regional agronomist with AgroLiquid, says maximizing return means balancing budget and yield.
Those imbalances that we notice on the soil tests, a lot of times there's a desire to fix those. And fixing them is possible. You know, if we've got low pH, you know, a lot of guys will certainly go in there with a lime application, or, you know, if there's low magnesium, let's say, you know, there's different ways you can manage around that to help, you know, just improve the overall efficiency of your soil. But on a year like this year, those types of things might be cost prohibitive.
He recommends sitting down with an agronomist to understand what those costs would be to bring soil back into balance.
And then if that's not possible economically this year, try to find ways to manage around those imbalances. So I guess, you know, one example of that would be just instead of broadcasting, you know, a lot of our nutrients, we could band them, you know. And so rather than exposing phosphate, let's say, to a lot of calcium that's out there in the soil, you know, we can bring that in, band it, bring it closer to that row to where we get a little bit more efficiency and do that.
As for whether producers can economically justify manipulating soil levels, Abbott says,
in some cases you can, but in many cases, you know, guys' soils might be, you know, a little bit too far out of balance to economically, you know, make those changes. Unfortunately, we don't all farm in the most perfect of conditions, and so we've got to be smart with how we're applying those nutrients.
He says there are plenty of trusted resources at agriliquid.com to help producers make the best decisions for their operation.
We also got a bunch of research data that we have compiled both at our North Central Research Station as well as contract research across the country. And then we've also got our product information that'll, you know, kind of talk to some of those cultural practices or, you know, getting that product out onto your farm to get it the most efficient use out of it.
Abbott says producers should not be discouraged by high input costs.
This year is setting up to be a pretty good challenge for most folks, but I do believe that there's opportunity out there for those that wish to take it.
I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid.
Baby, came into this world like a fighter on the ropes, like a thumb stuck out in the wind on the shoulder of the road. Some tumbleweed just rolling on, not sure where to blow. With every twist and every turn, I'm learning as I go. Well, I'm learning as I go. I'm learning how to be. I'm learning how when I break it down, this little that I need. Say sorry, man, when you need to, and keep a pocket full of hope. I'm still a gun, but I settled some. I'm learning as I go. Took a loose deal in a tight spot. Came back to bite me bad. Had a feeling in my gut, but I still shook his hand. He ran with all my money, left me with the bag. Had to sell my truck, couldn't pay the note. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning how to be. I'm learning how when I break it down, this little that I need. Say sorry, man, when you need to, and keep my pockets full of hope. I'm still a gun, but I settled some. I'm learning as I go.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for an exciting seasonal job? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort will be hiring for the 2025 season. Whether you're looking for hands-on work, customer service, or behind-the-scenes roles, they have a variety of positions available. The resort offers a welcoming team environment and a chance to be part of a unique and fun destination. Ready to join the team? Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, for an application and more details on the 2025 season.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all-new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Are you experiencing any of the following?
rotator cuff, or chronic shoulder pain, knee pain that won't go away, maybe even facing a knee replacement, plantar fasciitis, foot or ankle pain, call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Let's get to getting over him.